morning, good afternoon, good evening, depending on when you're listening from. Shay, you don't see anything. Shay, you don't see anything.
Well, who are you to tell me what to do? Like,
I know you will say that this migrating is
familiar. Yeah, this, yeah, why are you chasing me away? Like, yeah. What's the problem?
But good afternoon, good morning, good evening to all of our listeners. In Spanish, buenos dias, buenos noches.
When did you start speaking Spanish?
Is it relax?
Because
relax.
Of the intercultural relationships that we talked about the last time. They're not trying to get some Spanish baddies. Have you? You think I don't know your school?
I've gotten a few, and I've been learning a few things. Come estas, you know.
So behind my back, you have been sneaking. Okay, don't worry. No, no problem.
I'm not jealous. I'm trying to do what you guys told me to do. You said I should be flexible. You and Tega said I should be flexible, and I'm trying to be flexible, right?
Okay,
looking for some Latinas from Mexico, like they call it, right?
Fair enough.
So, I mean, yeah, we're back again with another episode of In the Middle Podcast. And genuinely, I missed this podcast for 2 weeks. I'm not even going to lie.
Well, why are you always lying? What exactly do you miss about the podcast?
So I missed it because, like, you know, I didn't feel connected to our listeners. It was just like I was just living my 2 weeks waiting for the next podcast day. That was what it was. Yeah. But then again,
don't let any bobo is lying. All this one is just he's losing in the pool. That's why he wants to.
I missed our listeners. I really did miss them. So Shay, what have you been up to now? How have your 2 weeks been?
The last 2 weeks has been really good. I can't lie. You know, I've been having good times. It's been really good. I can't complain. Life is
without you can't complain. Even if you complain, I will slap your mouth. Because
I can't complain.
Exactly. So,
Simi, what are we talking about? Oh, we actually have a guest. I almost forgot that we actually have it. Like, it almost slipped through my head. But we have a female person in the house today.
A pretty guest in the house.
Someone that is versatile.
What exactly? What kind of adjective or description is this? She's a female. She's someone that is very well. What's going on?
I'm taking my time to be able to introduce her well. All
right, take care.
You know, I'm not a man of many words, so I will just let her introduce herself and tell us something about herself. So the floor is yours.
Oh yeah, my name is Inga. Got this. So I guess I'm a content upcoming creator.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're just like us, but you're like us
in a way.
I never like you guys. But yeah, I study media. That's all.
Okay, straight to the point. So you're a media person?
I would say I am.
Well, cool. I'm sort of a media person myself.
Timmy, don't start. Timmy, don't start. We are both media people. You don't have to tell everybody. Timmy, are you on TV? What do you mean?
I'm sort of a media person. Shay, have you forgotten my humble beginnings? Come on now. Come on. Don't do this to me.
I have forgotten. Tell us.
I'm sort of a media person myself. You know, I'm a radio personality and I'm an MC. Please, if you are getting married, let me MC your wedding for you. I will not collect.
If you are getting married, that you bring Timmy. The marriage,
If anybody that my start is 100%. Anybody that got married and they invited me as MC, they've not divorced and they always born one boy and two girls.
Okay, for now we'll see how that goes. Okay, so Timmy, what's our topic for today? Like, I think I actually like today's topic.
So Shay, I was sitting under an apple tree. What tree was this guy sitting under that he had a Pythagoras theorem? What's his name again, Seth? Isaac Newton. An apple fell on his head when he thought about Pythagoras theorem. I don't know if it was under one tree was sitting there. I was sitting under the same tree as well. Then I thought to myself, this age that I'm turning, is it my age or is it somebody else's age? Because I'm just a baby boy. I don't understand what this age I'm turning is. So I just figured that before you turn 30, there are some things you should have done. Shay, what do you think?
Yeah, I feel like 30 is a very significant number. Like, if it's like everything in life is attributed to 30. You have to do this when you're 30. Oh, you're going to be 30 soon. But once you're 30, you're going to start having back pains or something. Like, there's just this.
I'm not 30 yet, and I've been having back pain. Please.
See me, your posture is bad. Like, I keep you every time. You sit down like, as if you don't care about your back. So don't use that.
So I just figured that we should, talk about things we should do before we turn 30. Oshay, have you turned 30 yet? And I don't know about it.
Of course, no. You don't know I'm 21. Like, I'm always 21. I'm evergreen. I never age.
They play.
You get me? Like, that's not me. Okay, so to start off with, let's ask Angie, what do you think is so significant about 30? Why do you think it's such a important age?
I think it is like important because we've made it seem as an important age, but I don't think there's like much. Because if we face reality, I don't think there's anything to 30 but what you actually go through at that age. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think I get what you're saying. Like, it's people that just made it a huge
thing. Yeah, it's like society that put that pressure. So I don't think there is anything to 30, but just the fact that, like, we just feel like you should be
so
something.
So it's all in our head. So your bag that is paining you is not because you're already 30.
No, my bag that is paining me.
I'm not denying him that he has bag pains. I'm just saying, when it comes to 30, yeah, I just feel like it's just pressure.
Okay.
It's just pressure because sometimes, you know, reality check, you get to 30 and you don't have all the things that you wanted at 30. So what happens then?
Fair enough.
Yeah.
So tell me, what do you think?
Well, I just feel like, you know, sometimes there has to be some sort of measurement in life, right? And obviously the most accurate measurement is age. And, you know, we humans, our brains think in a certain pattern, right? So 10, 20, 30, and all that, that's how we go. That's why you see people celebrating 50 years old, celebrating 100 years old. Like, it's just another age, right? But then because we are wired to think in those incremental patterns. So I feel like why people make so much fuss about 30 is that at that age, you know, 10, you're still young. I mean, you're just growing into a young boy or whatever you are, young boy, young girl, or as the case may be, whatever you identify as, right? You're just growing into that. 20, you're still getting your life together, right? Probably straight out of college, you're probably still in college and all that. But then 30, at some point, people expect you to be responsible. Yeah. Like, you should have your life together. So that's probably just why people just say, you know what, at 30, I should be this. At 30, I should be that. And that's probably like the benchmark most people have set for themselves. And I think that's just why the age 30 is just so significant. Like, people just be doing, oh, I'm turning 30 in a few days. I mean, 29 is not that bad. You can actually have plans for your life at 29, but then
but then 30 is just the magic number.
30 is just like, you know what, I have to do this by 30. I think that's just it. So Shay, are you looking forward to your 30th birthday?
Obviously yes, because I know that by 30 I'm even going to be, you know, extremely better than what I am right now. So I'm actually looking forward to it. I think there's a pressure that comes with it, but I don't think I'm scared in any way. I'm actually looking forward to it. Like, I want to see, yes, I'm 30. What's special about it?
You know, yeah. You know, you say African parents will be like, get married before you turn 30. I'm like, relax. Relax.
Exactly. According to like, there's nothing behind it.
According to the bro code, you're not supposed to get married before you turn 30. Jay, do you remember our bro code?
We had that episode in season one. So we are men of our words.
I mean,
if we say it, we are going to stand by it.
Exactly. So 30 ain't got nothing on me, fam.
Because now I was thinking, like, okay, if 30 is like the age, the so significant age, what happened if like 40 was made the significant age? So now that means we would focus on 40.
You know, life begins at 40, technically.
So yes. So what are you supposed to believe actually now? Because
literally,
life begins at 40. Does that mean that 30 does not really matter anymore? No, or does that mean that we cannot agree that the new standard is now 40 and not 30?
No, they say a fool at 40 is a fool forever. Right, so you can still be a fool at 30. I mean, you're not a fool forever yet.
But if you're a fool at 40, there's no hope for you again. Yeah, that's the final
story. Just give up. Give up already. But I feel like I don't know. So it depends. So I feel like at 40, people probably like expect you. I think when they say life begins at 40, they mean like you stop living for other people and start living for yourself. At 30, you'll have done all your work. When you turn 40, it's not time for you to be enjoying. But it still doesn't make sense to me because at 40, they are still working their behinds out. You know what I'm saying? So
life is you're always going to work. Like, there's no suffering. There's no enjoyment. The only enjoyment is when you finally die. So it is what it is.
What do you mean the only enjoyment is when I finally die? I'm going to enjoy myself in this life that I am.
So you want to go and suffer when you die? Is that what you're saying?
I don't. I say, Shay, relax. It depends on where I'm going, and I know where I'm going after I die.
Please. Me, I know where you are not going. And I
know. please leave me alone. I know where I'm going when I die. Please leave me alone. But I'm going to enjoy my life in this life that I am. I'm going. Fair matter of fact, I want to retire at 40. I've said it before. I'm saying it again. I want to retire at 40. If it's possible, I'll retire tomorrow. But I'm not seeing anybody that will bankroll me yet. That's what I'm saying.
Since you have been looking for someone to bankroll you since like episode one, Timmy, just give up. Nobody.
See, this is our new loving president. I don't understand him, Megiru. He's changing everything. The plan
that's
that we,
fine.
The plan that we.
It will favor me and my family.
It will favor me exactly. It will favor me and my family. But let's see how it goes, right? Yeah. So, Shay, do you feel like life begins at 40, or at 30? I mean, do you think like at 30 there are still some mistakes you can actually make that won't significantly hamper the course of your life?
I actually think so, because I think one important thing about age is actually our body. And the reality is, the older you get, your body too actually becomes, you know, it starts to feel it too as well. The way you can jump up and down when you're like 20, when you're 25, is not the same way you are probably be able to move around when you're 40. Mm-hmm. So in as much as you want to claim, oh, my life is whenever, your body too starts to feel it. And there are some things you cannot afford to get wrong or still be trying to figure out when you're 40. So if you know what is good for you, as early on as possible in your life, get things sorted. So, because if it's getting too late, then there's obviously going to be a problem. Just like the same way women have menopause and they cannot give birth after like 40. A certain age, yeah. It just shows that your age actually matters. Like, don't lie to yourself and say,
that's true,
I can be anything I want to do. What do you think, Angie?
What was the question now again?
The question is, do you think you can afford to make some mistakes like when you're 30, or you it's okay to just still wing it to you?
I think that's why it's important. A lot of people would say, like, in your 20s, like, do everything in your 20s so that you learn everything until you get to 30s, then you're like, okay, I've learned, I know what I'm supposed to do now. So I think it's very important to, like, in your 20s, like, learn everything, make the most mistakes, just live life.
Then when you're in your
30s. Then when you're in your 30s, you know, like, okay, now I'm grown.
Okay,
you know?
I can now
in as much as it is like a societal thing to, like, at 30 you need to be settled, whatever the case is, but like, it's also important to, like, face reality that everyone is kind of living this way. So in your 20s, live life, be yourself, you know, have fun.
Timmy, have fun.
I'm
have
going fun. To me as a person, I'm going to have fun till I'm 70. And nothing's going to stop.
When will you now die?
Till I'm, even if possible, till I'm 90, I'm still Baba, no, Baba, young boy.
Okay.
No, my own significant age is not 30. I've raised my own limit to 70. That's when I'm 70, I've made all the mistakes I've made. And I relax and continue my life. Because me and God have signed contract. I'm living for 120 years.
Are you sure? With all the Mexican Latinas that you are carrying up and down, do you think you'll survive that long?
That's true. I need to factor that in as well. But then I just feel like Angie's correct. I mean, your 20s, you live your life, learn all the things you need to learn. At 30, you have seen almost everything, and then you can continue. So Shay, what do you think life is before 30? I mean, you're living it right now. I mean, so what do you think life is like that?
I think it's pretty much exploring and just enjoying things for yourself and learning, like, what you want out of life. And like, I think, like, what you guys have said before, like, learning to understand that you can make mistakes. Like, you know that if something goes wrong, like, it's fine. Like, for example, now if I make a mistake now and I become bankrupt, I know that it's fine. Like, nobody's depending on me for anything. Like, I can literally go down to
zero. What do you mean nobody's depending on you? Well, what
nobody's
about
nobody's depending on me. I don't have a wife. I don't have...
Am I not depending on you? I thought we're bros in this.
People are bankrolling you, so you're not depending on me.
What are you saying? Oh, God. Never.
The point is that
I go to trust man.
There's less pressure. You believe men, Abi?
Trust man.
2023.
So the point is, like, you feel that freedom to be able to do whatever you want.
Yeah.
I think that's like the main thing about not being 30 yet for me, Sha.
Yeah.
Angie, what do you think?
I think for me, not being 30, like, made me realize how much it's important to understand and learning at the same time, because there's a much more bigger difference between high school and being in your 20s and gravitating towards this new life and this new person you're becoming as well. And also, like, there's a thing with us women where we grow into new bodies as well in our 20s.
That's true.
So it's like, you need to love this person and kind of enjoy being in this new body. So at the same time, it's like, who do I like? Who gravitates towards me? Like, those kind of things. And also, like, trying to be in your friendships in a different way than you were before you were 20. It's like, now you're more matured, but you guys are more busy. Everyone has a partner. Sure. Like, some of us are married, like, some of us are getting married. So it's like, we kind of have to also learn, like, okay, now we're growing. So we need to learn that, okay, we need to give each other space. And how do we actually communicate that space to each other? So it's kind of, 20 is like a learning phase for me, honestly. Yeah.
Mr. Timmy, that is young till 70.
Let me tell you what my 20s phase is.
Okay, boss.
My 20s phase is me being patient. I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Statistics show that you are at your peak of your sexual prowess when you're 32. I'm just waiting for that age. Whatever you've got for 30, I don't care. I'm waiting for me to turn 32. What's up, 32?
Give me sauce.
I don't feel like giving you.
Wait, this statistic that you're giving me, I don't know where it's from. Is it from WHO or from where?
Well, I made it up. But then, like, I'm just saying, like, so 20s, like everybody said, is just for you to get your life together, to be honest. I feel like most times we tend to, especially from people in this part of the world, we tend to grow too fast and then, you know, take on responsibilities. But I feel like our 20s are just for us to learn life, learn what we want from life, position ourselves in areas where we can actually get the best from life. So point is, once you get into your 30s, you're already set. You've already known what you want. You've already aligned yourself to get what you want. So I just feel like 20s is just like a discovery stage of your life. Probably, like, let me just say the early 20s are like you discovering what you want from life. Then late 20s are probably like for you to key yourself into those opportunities that you need to, so that you can actually enjoy your 30s. For me though, enjoy your 32s and above. But you know, I didn't make the rules.
Is it possible for you to do the whole exploring, learning about yourself, and then in your 20s entirely, Timmy? Like, let's say by the time you're like 24, you have everything sorted out. Should people aim for that, or should people aim for the fact that, okay, my entire 20s, I'm okay with still learning about myself and growing and all?
Well, I'm going to use an ideal example. Obviously, you know that everybody's life is different, and some people probably like didn't get what they wanted as early, or didn't find purpose early, right? Some people also found purpose and then they decided to redirect their life into some other kind of way. So I won't say at 24 you should probably like get what you know what you want from life. I'll just say till you're 30. Right, you see, I have all that time to key yourself into where you want to key yourself in.
What do you mean that you have all time? What if you die young, Timmy? Like, you're saying that.
What do you mean if you die young? Ooh,
statistics also show that
people Timmy, die young.
People die young, exactly.
But I'm just saying, like, from a normal standpoint, say, for example, there's no young deaths. Like, you die when you're old. In my case, 120, like, I've signed with God. But again, so, like, you see, I have, like, up to 30 to decide that, okay, this is what I want to do in my life, or this is where I think I should be. Because I feel like once you turn 30, in that case, you now start thinking of other people, or you start thinking of other things. So let me give you an example. Say, for example, a college student that studied course A, I don't want to mention any course right now, right? Studied course A, and then you realize that, oh my God, this is my course. I probably might not like get the best out of life from this studies course. You know, naturally, give or take, you finish college like 22, 23, 24, depending, right? They decide that, oh my God, I think I want to do something else. You still have that luxury of time to say, I'm going to go back and explore other aspects of life or other careers. I mean, you still have that luxury. If you want to go back to college, if you want to take an online school, you still have that time. I've seen people at 26 go back to college to say, well, I want to go study this and that. I mean, you can do that at any age, but then like it still sets you up as for a good life in your 30s if you cannot do that in your 20s, right? So I still feel like you have all time. I mean, not like all time though, but then you still have that time to make that change.
There shouldn't be pressure on you.
Yeah, there shouldn't be pressure on you at your 20s, right? Even if you're 28, 29, you still have that time to say, okay, this is what I want to do in my life. So I just feel like that's just what it is. So, Shay, what are it that you want to do before 30?
My bucket list, Abi.
Yes, what's your bucket list?
I think I've said this before now, but I don't think it's before 30. I don't think it can happen before I'm 30. Like, I want to like travel around. I want to see like a lot of the world. So that's one, but I don't think I can finish it all if I'm 30. So that's obviously one. I think another important thing is facing your fears, like things that you are scared of. Like, for example, now let's say you are scared of heights. Before you are 30, you cannot be over 30 and not do anything that you are scared of. Let's say you are scared of water, enter water once. If you are scared of animals, go to a place that has a lot of animals, put animal on your head, ride like a horse or something.
Should I tell you what I'm scared of? And I need
what are you scared of?
Big bumble. I need to face it before.
that is not applicable to me. That's no. I won't take that. Our listeners don't take that.
You are not as if we should face our fears now.
When I mean fears, things that are actually tangible. Okay.
So that actually counts. That's the most tangible thing ever.
That's not the point. You get what I'm saying? So what else? What else is actually on my bucket list? There are no significant things on my bucket list, to be honest. Yeah, I think those are like the two major things I'll say for now. What about you, Angie? Like, what are on your bucket list? As a female, you know, in her 20s.
You should have a long list, Angie, to be honest.
Let's give us five.
Me? I should have a long list. I think definitely getting out of my comfort zone, as you said, like tapping into things that I thought I wouldn't, you know. And being financially stable.
Okay.
Yes, I think
that's not your bucket list. Everybody has to be financial. You have to. You don't have a choice.
Well, it is. You can't deny me that.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, like I think I want that for myself. What else? I think because I want to have a child at 28.
Oh, you know the exact day you're going to have.
Yeah.
like that.
Yeah. Angie, call me when you're 27 and 3 months.
I think I really do want to be a parent at 28. And I think by then I would have accomplished everything else before I get to 28, like the healing phase of, you know, the healing part of me and being the unhealed person. So I think I would have probably have accomplished 90% of the healing phase.
Like becoming a better person.
Becoming a better person so I can become a better parent to my child.
I need actionable things, like I want to jump off a building.
That is also good though. What do you mean?
Like estate things that are like direct. Don't say
direct. How is it not direct? It's direct because it's not what you want.
I'm not saying I want to jump off a building. Don't get me wrong. I actually want to jump off a plane. What do they call it?
You just want stuff that I'm rushing. That's all.
Yeah, that's me. That's another
thing. Okay, that being having a child for me is adrenaline rushing at 28.
Yeah, the first girl
leave her alone. We already have plans. She wants to have a child at 28. Leave her alone, please.
But yeah, to me, let's hear you. What you think of the other things?
Okay, so something I want to do before I'm 30 is get drunk at the bar, and I'm not even joking.
Me, you're always
relax. Relax.
Me, don't give me that.
I'm giving you. Let me tell you, get drunk at the bar to the extent that I get into a bar fight. I mean, I always see people get into bar fights, and
in Lagos, Timmy.
I've been in one. Shey, I've been a bar fight in Ibadan. I remember that day.
Okay. That's cool. Ibadan is
small. I want to be a bar fight in Lagos. So my friends, like, we want to get drunk and get into a fight. That's what I want to do. Because like, by the time I'm 30, I mean, like, you'll be like, who's this grown ass man fighting in the bar?
That's the one that is sweet, actually. Have you seen those funny videos of old men doing stupid shit? I feel like that's the one that makes
more. I don't want that. Then I think another thing I want to do before I'm 30 is have a birthday party. I've actually never had a birthday party in my life.
For real,
that's very cute. Yes.
What were your parents doing?
No. I'm not saying when I was young, like that doesn't count.
Oh.
I mean, like from
you
my.
Like you're acting like a girl. Like, what do you want? Why are you wanting it?
I think when like, you get.
Funny thing is, like, I'm not a big fan of birthdays. There was one particular year I forgot it was my birthday, right? But then I just feel like I want to know what it feels like to have.
Okay, tell me, when is your birthday? Let me just know. I'll rush it up.
You run it up for me.
Rush it up. You know me? That's what we do.
Don't worry, my birthday is coming soon, very soon, and I'll hold you to your word.
I'm a man of my word, as you know.
Exactly. So that's next. Probably one thing I want to do. Then, say this third thing I want to do. I actually want to take a trip with my boys before everybody starts to separate.
Yes, I've been saying it for years that we should go
before everybody starts to separate one after the other. You know, Mrs. Yeah, Mrs. There. Yeah. We should actually take a trip with just us with the boys, no girls. By no girls, I mean no girls that we know. Do you get me?
Wink.
I got you the first time, didn't I?
You did. Okay, that's one
of the things I want to do as well. I mean. Also, I want to learn other languages, like I'm already doing already.
But Spanish, right?
Yeah, I want to be like a three-language man. I already know my local language and English, but I want to learn like another language. That's just what I want to do.
I think that's also on my bucket list. Like, I would like to learn another language because English is only spoken.
See, your bucket list. You said you wanted to learn how to play guitar.
Wow, that was not my bucket list, Timmy. Don't hold me to that. I learned.
Are you even joking?
I can play guitar now. I learned now. Like, you know that I learned. Why are you trying to embarrass me in front of our listeners? Like, why are you doing this?
Yeah, you actually learned. I mean, you did. I'm proud of you.
So Angie, back to you. Do you have any other thing?
4:30.
Any other
thing? I think the traveling, he reminded me. The traveling with my friends. Before 30, I'm sure we'll do that probably by 25. Mm-hmm. So that's like, it's one of the unspoken things. Like, we don't even need to say, like, we're gonna do it.
See, I feel girls take trips than boys.
Traveling.
Like, girls do that, like, themselves a lot.
I mean, somebody's always sponsoring it now. That's why girls take the guy true. Always sponsors.
I'm not gonna say anything. I'm not gonna say anything.
What else?
Do you feel like there are some things that everybody must do before they turn 30? Like, everybody has to do it, regardless of your personal preference, regardless of whatever. What do you think those things are?
That applies to everybody. This is hard because
I think I can say it.
Yeah, go.
I think people just need to stop partying when they get to 30 plus.
They need to stop going to parties.
Yes, regularly as you would when you're in your 20s.
Why?
Like religiously as you would you when you are in your 20s.
Why?
If you're a father of three, why are you going to a party when you're 30?
Because plus? I hate my... What if my children are facing me?
Plus.
Okay.
No, I have a problem with that.
Okay.
So you're saying...
Timmy, will you be that kind of father?
I'm definitely going to be that kind of a father. I'm going to take my kids to parties. I mean...
You have a bar fight with your kids.
I mean, that's why I want to have my bar fight before I talk.
I have a problem with that.
It's hard to think of something that applies to everybody doing. I can't think of any. Simi, can you think of any?
What I think is that everybody before 30 should have a vice. I mean, I talk to some people and I'm like, what's your vice? Like, what's that one thing you do? And they say nothing. And I'm like wondering, so what exactly are you living in your 20s?
They're just working and paying bills.
Exactly, you're just working, paying bills and existing. I mean, you don't have anything. You're not an alcoholic, you're not a drug user. Where exactly is your point? You're not a prostitute. What exactly do you want to do in your 20s?
You don't do cocaine, something. You don't smoke, you don't drink. Like,
I mean, exactly. No, pick one vice.
Okay, so you're telling me now, if he gets to 30 plus, he would go to parties, even though he's married, religiously.
You can't religiously, because now you're...
That's why I'm saying it's a problem for me. Because also he's saying you need to get married by 30.
You can be 30 and not be married. Ain't nobody stopping you. We're just saying, don't get married before 30. Shay, that's right?
Yes. We gotcha.
So you can be 31, wherever you want, fam. It's on you. Right, just between 30 and 50.
Okay, I think there's one thing I think people should do. This applies to everybody. Like, pick up a hobby. Like, pick up something that you can genuinely enjoy doing that you don't make money from. Like, I feel like a lot of people pick up something with just the hopes of, I want to make money from it. Like, the reality is you don't have to make money from everything. But I also understand the angle where it comes from. Because if you're not financially stable, everything is an avenue to make money.
Yeah.
But I think it's important to have hobbies that you just enjoy doing and not necessarily think about, you know, making it like a business or something. So I think that applies to everybody. If you can, find something you enjoy, do it. I don't be bothered about making money from doing it or anything.
That's a good one. That's a good one too. Another thing I think people should do is attend a festival or a concert. I mean, I see people like... they've never attended any concert in their life. I mean, what exactly are you doing?
Maybe they are like religious. Some people are very religious.
Yeah, religious concerts too that you can attend now. I mean,
Those ones sometimes they don't slap. Some people say it doesn't slap.
And before 30, everyone should vote. You should have voted. I mean, like,
now you're just saying bare minimum things. Like, obviously, you're going to vote.
Yeah, there are some people that haven't voted and they are way past 30, and I'm like wondering, what exactly are you doing with your life?
In a country where there is corruption everywhere, you might not even need to vote. What was the point?
But just vote, still vote fair.
Okay, yeah. So that's pretty much it. I think we've spoken a lot about like all the things you should do before 30. I'm sure we missed out on some things. You feel free to just leave a comment and just let us know some things that you plan on doing before 30. Yeah.
So Shay, after 30, pretty much what should you do?
Get married with your two or three wives that you want, and then just, you know, enjoy yourself. Simple.
Settle down.
Yeah.
I think we shouldn't say what you should do after 30. We should say what you should not do after 30. Shay, what are the things that you shouldn't do as a grown man after 30?
After 30, you should not be unsure about what you want in life. Because I feel like at 30, now you've been grown for like a lot of time. Like, you should know already what you want. So if you are still unsure about your life, then there's a problem with you. It's either you are serious or you are just extremely lazy, I think.
But I feel like that also puts like a bit of pressure.
That's the point. I need fire in your bumbum. I need pressure.
Because on you. Yes, you should know what you want. Turn on the stove.
My that's God.
Really, what do you think?
Of the 30. What you should not do. I think, as I said, you should not be religiously going to the club after 30. Like, wow. It's not the same as you were in your 20s.
Okay, what do you mean religiously? Like,
religiously, as in like the same amount of times you would go when you were in your 20s. Because you know, when you were in your 20s, you were not committed to anything. True. But when you are in your 30s, it's like, okay, I'm committed to making a better life myself. I'm committed to finding a wife if you haven't. I'm committed to having a family. So there's no way you're gonna go to the club. As
what if the club is my hobby, is the one thing I enjoy?
What if it's the club I'll find my wife?
No,
what
if my wife, no,
the club,
guys,
gay, and I'm a club
gay. I don't agree.
Okay,
I don't agree. There's some things you need to stop when you reach 30.
Okay,
there's some things you need to like, no, I cut off this.
So clubbing is one
habit. Clubbing too much is one of the, like, I get clubbing like maybe like once a month, I get that. But going to the club religiously is a big problem.
Why will I hear Afrobeat? Why will I hear Davido and Wizkid if I don't go to
the club? There's YouTube.
No, it doesn't slap. It doesn't. It's not the same. Timmy, you know what I'm saying now.
Yes, now the madam is there. She won't let you enjoy your.
Oh my God. Then find someone who's probably in her 20s then.
Okay.
If that's the case, like find someone who's still in that life.
Fair.
Until you get bored.
Fair enough. Timmy, what about you?
I just feel like things you shouldn't do in your 30s. Dating for fun.
You shouldn't be dating for your 30s.
You shouldn't be dating for your 30s. So
what should you be dating for?
Relax.
Marriage.
So, quite recently.
That's why you shouldn't be going to the club in the first place.
Well, you can see serious in the club. What do you mean?
Material. I've seen people over 30, you know, have girlfriends that you legit know that these girlfriends they're having is going nowhere. Like, it's just flex. I mean, and I kind of wonder that what's going on. I usually used to pick offense because I know these people they're dating. I'm wondering that why exactly are you dating this person? Because you know this person is in the next 5 years he's not going to get married. Like, she's still very much enjoying her life. She's still very much you know, not ready. And then you want to decide to go into a relationship with such people. And I'm wondering that, dude, you're 30, 35. So what's next? But like, you're just living life as it comes. I feel like at that point, that's not really the best. I mean, everyone is growing.
So Timmy, you are telling me now that if you are in your 30s and you see a girl,
relax.
You think I will not catch it?
Relax. I didn't say me, but again, I'm just saying, like, you should have some clear vision for your life. You're not just gonna be living your life as it comes, enjoying.
And you cannot be doing. Let's see how it goes. That's what you're saying.
Exactly. I mean, at that point, you should have done. Let's see how it goes in your 20s. I mean, and if it goes well, if it doesn't go well. I mean, I saw this meme. They said if a 30 plus year old goes out with you on two dates, just know that a ring is coming. I mean, like,
there's no time. Like, life is short.
So you just know the ring is coming. So that was just it, man. So I just feel like at that point, you should have like gotten, even if you've not gotten your life together totally, you've not gotten everything in, or at least to some extent, you should have, you know, done something for yourself that you can actually fall back on and say, okay, this is what I did when in my 20s, or this is what I'm going to be doing in my 30s. Even if you've not done it, know what you're doing. That's just it. And then in your 40s, and that's when you cannot reactivate your sugar daddy mood. At that point, you're not
you're not back in the market.
At that point, exactly, you're not looking like your daddy. Exactly. I mean, you know, when you're not just sounding like daddy, you're not looking like it. I mean, you're having a bit of gray hair here and there. I mean, yeah,
I can see you have the imagination already.
I've plotted my life out, my friend. I'm living in my 30s.
That's the same. In your 30s, focus, and in your 40s, go back.
Exactly, because you focused already a bit.
Yes, now you focus. And now you've given
children are now in like secondary school.
Exactly, they are grown. They cannot
go back.
Oh my God,
you've given the missus 10 years of your life. That's good enough. You can go back into the game.
That's good enough. I mean, what more does she want?
What more does she want? Day.
So that means you'll go back in your 50s.
No, in your 50s now, your children are already giving birth to children, so you have
exactly. Yeah, that's your grandpa mode. You have to relax.
Already having grandchildren. Children are coming to your house to greet you. You know,
that's a good working plan. Hustle in your 20s, settle down in your 30s, in your 40s. I mean, you're looking dapper, you're looking cute. You know, the girls can, you can, they can, they want someone mature. You can be there for them. Then at 50, you don't retire. You relax. Enjoy your will. Enjoy your children. Sounds nice. Yeah.
That's the blueprint. Our listeners, that's the blueprint. We've given it to you right there.
That is the blueprint, man.
Never you.
That's for guys, though. So let's
hear for ladies.
Let's hear the female blueprint. What do you think the blueprint should be?
The blueprint.
20s, 30s, 40s, 50s. Like.
After you settle. There's no 30s, 40s.
Skip,
then go back. There's nothing. After you settle, you settle. Like if you want something and you go for it, then go for it. There's no need to be now all of a sudden going back to the streets because you feel like, oh yeah, at least I've settled a bit. Like, what's the point? What is the point of settling in the first place? You know what I mean?
Society expects me to settle.
Okay, then that's the problem. If you know society is expecting you to settle, then why are you settling in the first place?
Because that's
what then settle when you feel like you're ready to settle.
I'm ready, but society too is part of the ready.
You're not ready if you're feeling like you're still feeling like society is expecting you to settle.
Okay.
Then
okay,
wait okay, for okay. you for you when you are ready to settle.
You got us.
Then right. after that you go back.
You got us.
Okay, fine.
Go back
you got
to the female.
Go back if you're willing, if you want to divorce. That's okay. the only time.
No, we don't divorce. No,
we don't need divorce now.
And what's the point of settling in the first place if you're gonna go back? No, okay, but I don't agree with settling and then going back to streets.
We're not going back to the streets totally, right? Just a few.
Well, doesn't mean. Guys, no, I don't agree to that.
Okay,
you guys should just cut it off.
Truth can quick.
Just settle at 50 and then know that.
Nah, that way I'm too old. I'm going to be retired before my kids finish high school.
Okay.
That's why you must do everything in your 20s. Live life in your 20s and do everything in your 20s.
But I don't have the daddy vibe when in my 20s. First of all, I don't even have the daddy money when I'm in my 20s. I mean, I have to work hard to make to get the vibe and get the money. Then I'll come back when I'm 42. If I like it.
Perfect.
32, I reach my peak. 42, 10 years after, I'm back in the game. Oh my God. I have my life
perfect. Found out. The plan was perfect. So tell me, what nuggets do you have for our listeners today? Or you don't have nuggets?
My nuggets is I'm going to contradict everything we have said since morning. Wow. And that's going to be my nugget. My nugget is that it's not too late to start something, right? So regardless of your 30s, you don't have your life planned out, you're in your 40s, you're still struggling, you're in your 50s, it's not too late to start something new. So we've seen stories of people starting companies at 50, people going into acting at a very old age. I mean, so it doesn't matter when you decide to do what you want to do. Don't say, oh, because I'm old, I can't do this, or my friends are already married, I can't go back and start. No, just cross that off your list. I mean, if something is what you want, just go for it and do it regardless of your age. I mean, again, there's no latecomer. Also, if you want to settle down, don't say she said that at 30. There's no latecomer. You can say that at 40, 55, 72. Abraham got married at 90. So, I mean,
Abraham did not get married at 90. Why are you lying? Which Bible are you reading?
I just say. So you can always do whatever you want to do at whatever time you want to do. But it's just best for you to get it done early and then enjoy your life afterwards. You don't want to be working hard when you're 50. So Angie, what's your nugget for us?
I would say there's no formula to this life, so live your life according to how you feel like you want to live your life. I think that's also the importance of traveling and being out of your comfort zone, so that you know what's out there besides what you know already. So live your life according to how you want to live your life, and try to not take from the mistakes your parents made when they got married. So it's okay to not want longevity because of the reality of what's happening in your relationship at that point in time. So that's my nuggets.
Okay, that was solid. So I think it's now less for me to give my nuggets, right?
You
I have,
don't have
to
any,
give
you don't have any nuggets. Don't lie.
I did not say I don't have any. I'm just saying I have to give one because everybody's giving one, right? Okay. So I think mine would be in your wherever phase you are in life, always have a plan, know what you want out of life, and then don't allow people's thinking to think for you. If what you want is different from what people are used to, stick by it, because at the end of the day, everybody has their life to live. Just because somebody is settling down at a certain time, or because people are going to school or studying at a certain time, doesn't mean you have to, because at the end of the day, everybody is living their life however they want to do it. So just plan, know what you want, and just stick to it, because sometimes half of the battle in life is just blocking out whatever you are seeing online, reading in newspaper or seeing on TV and just focus on whatever you want. That's pretty much it.
Sounded like a real man.
What do you mean sounded like?
I see you. okay. I mean, that's all we have for you today, to be honest. We've tried. Can't give you any.
Yeah, it's been a deep episode, actually. It's been deep. Can't lie.
So Shay, are you very looking forward to being to turning 32?
You are the one that is looking forward to turning 32. Me, I'm looking forward to every day. Every day I wake up, I'm looking forward to it. I wake take every day as a new
You did say you wise. You want to be saying like a speaker. Take every day as they play.
Yes, boss.
But I mean, it's been a great episode, man. I really enjoyed this whole episode. It's a shame that we have to wait for 2 weeks before we give you another episode, but then you know, that's life.
It is what it is.
In your 30s, you need to understand that is life.
People get busy.
Thank you very much for listening up to this point. If you have not listened to our previous episodes, I think you should know, you would actually would want to kind of listen to them, because we've had like so many good things that you would want to hear. Also, don't forget to share. People in their 30s are not very stingy. That's one thing I've noticed.
Yeah.
How do you know?
That's true.
How did you know?
It's not part of this podcast.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's been great. Don't forget to share as well as follow us on our social media platforms on Twitter and Instagram and TikTok at In The Middle FM, and subscribe on Spotify, Apple Podcast, AudioMac, Amazon Music. So, Shay, closing remarks. I think I've done closing remarks already, innit?
So, you don't want to go, Abby. You want to keep talking. You love our listeners too much.
If they say they want me to go, I'll tell them. I like to be polite, but shut up your mouth. But this is where we end the episode. Thank you very much for listening. So we'll see you again. Bye.
Bye.